Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, I really do mean this. If you missed picks, which we did early because of the Sabres game tonight, just turn on the feed, and there they are.
During the break, they were scrolling. They're not there now because Sal is on, and there's Sal's face down there on the YouTube. I'm not looking at the Twitch, but the pick, G had this the pick scrolling during the commercial break there.
So. I love that. Remember when job, the G. scroll was really only for important things in life?
Yes.
You know, now everything, something is always, has to be breaking. Like, they just could not ever have that.
Yeah,
you know, it has to be something, whatever it is, even if it's a celebrity, a breakup.
Yep,
it has to be up there
and
breaking. Breaking.
The worst for me with the scroll is this happens during hockey season if I'm watching a national broadcast, and I see something, but I see the end of it, so I haven't. I don't have it, but it seems interesting to me. I want to know what this is, right? Injury or contract, whatever, right? I see something, and then the scroll, you know, you gotta wait for it to come back. When it, you know, you don't know where in the chain it is, and of course, like most normal people, I'm, you know, not just not just staring at the TV. Usually, I've got my iPad or I'm playing a guitar or something. I'm doing something else, and I get in these loops where I look up and it's this. It's like there it is again.
You missed
it.
Tail
end of the thing. The wild forward, blah, 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 whatever. Like, ah! I hate when that happens. There's got to be a. Who's the guy that had the book? Rich Sniglet, the SNL guy?
Look at this.
Made up words.
That would be Rich Hall.
Rich Hall, Sniglets. I need a Sniglet for when I see a piece Sniglets. Of information on the crawl on the TV, and then 10 minutes later I see the same bit, but I still don't have the whole story, and I'm waiting. Oh, now it's a commercial! Oh! I hate
Sal,
that.
How do you like this poll? Sniglets
oh
from Bulldog.
Oh, my God, I love it. I love Sniglets. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Sniglets. That was on that HBO show. What was the HBO show called? I can't remember.
It was called Not Necessarily the News.
Yes, Rich Hall Sniglets. And I don't remember a lot of the words.
No.
But one was like the act of people combing over their hair over their bald spot, right? There was one. The one I remember, too, I was laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, everybody does this. It was like looking in the mailbox. And like peeking, even though you know nothing's in there, and then you look in and then you shut it, but then you go back and look again or something. You do a double take even though there's nothing there. Like little things like that. That is a great poll. I love that. I feel old sometimes because, you know, we talk to some of the people we work with that are younger, and you just made me feel so young right now.
God, I'm here for you.
I think I remember one, and the word or the sniglet was cheetle, which is the orange residue on your fingers when you're eating Cheetos.
That's good.
I think Cheetle was his word for that.
Somewhere there's got to be. So you know what's going to happen tonight. Now I am going to look up Sniglets online. There's got to be like a website of Sniglets.
There's probably a whole, maybe there's a Wikipedia page with all of them. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad I made you smile.
So Friday's extra point. Then you're talking to Sean McDermott and you got the injury update there firsthand this morning. I don't know what your instincts might be if you have them. On Milano or Oliver, he didn't rule them out though, Sal.
He didn't, and, you know, practice today, again, all limited, and we'll see. You know, you still have a couple days here, and as much as it might look like on a video, like Wednesday or Thursday, oh, this guy's not moving great or something like that, we talked about, you know, those interpretations, you still have time. You know, you're still 5 days away from a game, and then 4 days, and you're still here now 2 days away from a game at night. So I think it's very possible any of these guys play, and I certainly think I will say that I think Matt Milano to me is trended in a very good direction from what I saw, and that's not even like movement. What I'm just saying is what he's doing, which is tackling a bag, doing a gator roll, going down to the ground, up thudding, all of that. Those are things that when you have a pec injury, you're not doing unless you're completely healthy, I think, or at least people are very confident that you can do all those things without re-injuring. So I think that sounds good. Spencer Brown, Jackson Hawes never seemed to me like they would be in any danger. And obviously Jackson Hawes, I think, is off the injury report now anyway.
Yeah, he's full. Oh, he practiced full today. Yeah.
There you go. So then Ed Oliver's the one, though, you know, that pushing off that ankle. He was limping pretty good last week when we saw him. But, you know, you have a few more days here that he can get ready. And, you know, we'll see if he's going to be good to go.
How do you feel about their defensive line overall? We were talking about Rousseau yesterday, and Mike referenced his PFF grade, which is quite good. I saw another ranking. I don't know what the metric was. It was like overall grades for defensive linemen, a different grading, a different site, and he's like 73rd or something. Like, so I feel like when I see defensive ends wreaking havoc, I feel like it's Bosa, but that might just be because he's the new guy. I feel like Rousseau's been kind of quiet this year. How would you assess him this season so far?
Yeah, I would agree. You know, quiet statistically, impactful plays. We've seen some more from him in the past and what we've seen this year. It's so funny bringing that up. Did you guys see what Steve Spagnuolo said about PFF grades last week? Did you see that?
Oh, I might have.
I did. I don't remember.
I'm sure it wasn't a glowing.
I know it wasn't complimentary.
No, it was more like what he said was, and this is what I've always said. I agree with Steve Spagnuolo here. He says, look, I mean, like he says, hey, I'm friends with Chris Collinsworth. He does a great job. They have a great team there. He said, it's hard to, you know, he said they grade people, but they don't know their assignments. How do you grade people when you don't know your assignments? Right? Like, which is true. Like, you can look at it and go, oh, he did great on this play. Well, how do you know he was or wasn't supposed to do that or something else? I remember one time I'm in the Bills locker room. This is years ago. I asked an offensive lineman about it, and I'm not going to say the names here because I want to protect the innocent, because there was an offensive lineman who said he was mad because a running back on the Bills got, like, a perfect grade in the game. And he goes, but, dude, he goes, he totally missed the pass protection. But, like, how does PFF know that's his guy? He's like, and it doesn't look like I'm a film, but that was his guy in pass protection, not my guy. And those things happen. So anyway, the point is, I think that you take them for what they're worth. And there are some things. And by the way, Spagnuolo did say that they are useful in some ways, right? I mean, there are some things about mm-hmm. them that you could take away as a general concept. That being said, I'm not as much on that part of it. From what I've seen, though, is to me, this is a classic case of he kind of is just doing a lot of things he's supposed to do, but he's not making the impactful play like you need him to make, right? That's where I fall right now on Greg Rousseau, which is, no, he's not bad. He's not making plays that you go, oh, my God, I can't believe he missed that. He did something wrong.
Right.
But I need more impact from him. It's kind of like what we had from Tremaine Edmonds for years, right? Tremaine Edmonds was the master of just doing his job but never making really an impactful play. And Greg Rousseau has made those plays. I need him to make more than what he's made this year, though, and I think that's where this comes from.
I guess I'll just say to this, the truth is, as usual, in the middle. Like, you're not going to know everything about the assignment. I'm thinking of a former Bills offensive lineman who complained to me about PFF grades. Maybe it's the same guy. I don't know. But, like, there's no way to know everything. I think with maybe, though, most positions on the field, you can get it pretty close. Like, mm-hmm. Rousseau's assignments are going to be self-evident almost always. You're going to know what he's meant to do on a particular play. Does he beat his man? Does he stay home? Like, whatever it is they mm-hmm. want from him, you're going to be able to tell. I think in the secondary, you can always tell. I think skill position players, maybe not blocking, but otherwise, you know, you can tell. I don't need to be specific, like receivers on running plays, right? Are they successful?
One thing that happens sometimes is, and maybe PFF accounts for this or whoever can grade, it isn't the BM. I think one thing that does happen, like in the secondary, you say, Mike, a lot of times fans will watch a game, the guy scores on you or has a long pass, you're like, I can't look at that. This guy got beat because he's the closest defender, when in reality it wasn't even his guy, right? Like, there was he was just close because he was doing something else, which was his job. So it is always tough, right? There's a lot of intricacies. You're right. I think when it comes down to watching a one-on-one battle, hey, did you get blocked there or did you beat your guy? You know, setting the edge or going and getting a sack, right? I mean, like, a lot of those things you can gain. And I think the overall point here, though, is on Greg Rousseau, what I said, which is I think he needs to be a little more impactful than what he's been so far. You know, they paid him $80 million, $20 million a year. That's not the end-all, be-all. That's not why I'm saying it, because of the contract. I just think he's a guy they rely on to do a lot of those things, and it hasn't been impactful yet this year, but it doesn't mean that he hasn't done his job well.
Yeah, I think the Bills were probably hoping that adding Bosa to the other side would benefit Rousseau. And maybe that'll still come. You know, we'll see. He had, what did he have, 8 sacks last year, but I think 3 of them were in the opener against Arizona. So, like, you know, you look at the total, go 8, okay, you know, that's good. It's not great, it's good. And, you know, they gave him a good contract, not a great contract, right? I mean, $20 million for an edge rusher is, you know, mid-market almost, right? It's like the Josh Palmer contract at receiver, I think. It's middle class almost, because the elite guys are 40 to 50 now. But I don't know how much we should be expecting when you, like, think of it that way. Like, what did he do for you last year? You know, 3-5 sacks after the opener is, you know, that's AJ Epenesa.
Yeah, and like, I think, you know, sometimes the reaction from fans would be, oh my God, you're paying this guy so much money, and we'll just, you know, move on from him or get somebody else. And I always want to point out, like, most teams have guys that are – He's better than, right? Like, he's still a good player. Greg Rousseau's a good player. It doesn't mean that, you know, and yet we want more impactful stuff, and you want to see some of those numbers. But you got a handful of guys in the league are great at what they do, and Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons and, you know, T.J. Watt and those guys, you know, even Joey Bosa, 4 forced fumbles this year. Like, it's great at what they do. Most teams don't have a guy like that. You know, they have guys like Greg Rousseau or even less, where they're waiting. They need guys to come off the edge and be impactful players. So, you know, you can look at it from 2 different prisms, which is what are you comparing him to? What you need him the Bills to have, and that's what I do. Or are you comparing him to all these other players around the league? Because if that's the case, he's actually a pretty darn good player, to be quite honest with you. Maybe you feel he hasn't justified the number they gave him, but he's still a good player, and I do think they need a little bit more from him. I also do think that Ed Oliver not being available has impacted everybody on that defensive line. I just think that this is a guy that a team has to know. Maybe not he's the guy you're accounting for in every single play, but we saw in that Ravens game he can be an impactful player, and that can help everybody.
One more thing that grades have me thinking of is when we talked about Stephon Gilmore, and fans would complain that he doesn't make enough plays, but they never throw at him. So, you know, maybe he's got his guy locked down, and we should just give him credit for that. Sal Capaccio on the West Hur Hotline. How is this game for you in general? Is it a nervous game in terms of the Bills, or maybe quite the opposite, given whatever you think of the Patriots here? How do you see it?
Yeah, I kind of go back and forth on this, Mike. I've thought about this a lot because I keep thinking, oh, boy, it's the Patriots, and they got Mike Vrabel, and they got a nice young quarterback, and they're kind of up and coming, and they're coming for the Bills here. And then I look back. I look at their game. They lost to the Raiders at home. They lose to the Steelers, 5 turnovers, and they don't have the talent the Bills have. Like, the Bills are just more talented from top to bottom and the key position. The Bills have the league MVP. They have a nice young quarterback, but he's nowhere close to really Josh's level, right? I mean, the receivers are kind of like the Bills, which is they have a bunch of guys that are kind of considered number twos or 1Bs or whatever you want to call them here. They have one guy they like to go to is Stephon Diggs, and he's 31 years old, and he's still very good as a route runner, but he's not a true, like, number one type of receiver, and then it's a bunch of tight ends. That being said, like, they've had a leaky pass defense. So I keep getting to a lot of things where, man, the Bills are better than this team. Like, they should go out and just take care of business against them, to be quite honest. But I do think it is the Patriots. It's Mike Vrabel. It's that logo, right? That logo, that helmet. It doesn't matter what has happened the last few years. There's a lot of scar tissue that gets you to, I don't know. It kind of makes me nervous still.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, I don't love the weapons that the Patriots have, but I am pretty bullish on the quarterback. I like May a lot. He might be third in the league in EPA per dropback behind Allen and someone else's first.
I wanted to say this earlier. I wonder
Jordan
if it's
Love.
Darnold.
It's Jordan Love. Jordan Love is the other guy. I remember Jeremy had it this morning. It's in that. I think it's Love first, Allen second, May third.
Okay.
So I'm wondering about their pass defense. I feel like they haven't been really tested. Miami converted third downs in the game, and I guess that's a part of it. But really, New Orleans didn't even really try to do much. So, I mean, I guess you could credit the Bills for shutting it down or not giving them looks, I guess. The Jets were inept, you know, and Baltimore just ran however they wanted. So I'm curious to see, you know, whatever state Diggs is in, you know, the tight ends really matter, running backs out of the backfield. I feel like May has done a good job. I mean, that stat is, I think, to be respected.
Oh, I don't disagree at all. I think that he's also very high in completion percentage. He might even lead the league in the minimum qualifiers, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure about that. Chris Brown said he's number one in third down efficiency for a quarterback. Like, there's a lot of things to really like. He's mobile. He's athletic. He's smart. He's got an arm. He checks all the boxes, right? And he's got Josh McDaniels as an offensive coordinator. So I think all of those things are in his favor. What I do look at, though, sometimes is, or in this case, too, is they're not pushing the ball downfield. It's a lot of stuff underneath. It's a lot of tight end work. The running backs are involved. The Bills have seen this movie before with the New Orleans Saints. They saw it with the Miami Dolphins, who they could get downfield a little bit, but, you know, they wanted to use their running backs. We saw that with Achane. They certainly saw it, you know, with the Jets trying to do the same thing a little bit with a mobile quarterback and, you know, trying to move the ball down the field like that. So I think the Bills, at least in this case, they'll be ready for that. They'll be prepared for that. And then, of course, the other similarity is a mobile quarterback, but they've been hurt by that. Even Tua got loose a little bit in scrambles, right? You wouldn't think that. But, man, last week it was Spencer Rattler, and you guys know I did the stat last week. 11 scrambles by quarterbacks against the Bills this year for 126 yards. It's over 11 yards a carry on a scramble. 7 of the 11 have resulted in a first down. Sometimes it's just luck of the draw, nothing you can do. The guy just makes a play, whatever. But you've got to be able to be a little bit better when that quarterback starts moving around in the pocket, because some of these guys are going to take advantage of it. And I fully expect Drake May to try and take advantage of that.
Do you have an offensive skill position matchup that you like against New England? Is there any reason to sort of think there's one player here that stands out as the go-to guy?
I don't know if it's a player, but I do think the Bills can throw on this team past the second level. I know Gonzalez is a terrific player, and they were without him, but they do not have good numbers right now in their secondary. There's a lot of stuff saying that, you know, the Patriots have not been able to hold teams down, throwing the ball on them, and especially down the field a little bit. So I wonder if that's Keon Coleman. I don't know who that would be. Is that Elijah Moore? Is that Khalil Shakir? Could be anybody. Could be Dalton Kincaid. But I think, Mike, just that in general, now they're very good against the run. Milton Williams did practice today for them, by the way. He's limited. He went from limited to non-participant to limited. He's questionable for the game. He's a really, really good player, and he really kind of stirs a lot of what happens up front with them. They've allowed less than 78 yards a game rushing. We know the Bills want to run, but maybe the key here is unlocking the passing game downfield a little bit, loosen them up a little bit, and then you can, you know, do some things in the run game. But that's the matchup I like, Mike. I don't know if it's a specific player. The matchup I like is to push the ball downfield a little bit.
Okay.
I know this is not really your area, Sal, but do you know at all what else is attached to these rivalry uniforms? Like, is the field going to be different in any way, shape, or form for this game on Sunday night?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's not my area, but I would say I'm wondering too. But I know that other teams have done it.
Right.
I think what's different is the teams we've seen do it play on grass fields with paint. The Bills now, they could roll out different turf, but I haven't seen anything like that. I don't know if that's going to be the case. I mean, it's the last year of the stadium. I guess they could. Maybe next year remember, this is, they're doing this for 3 years. I learned that today. I didn't realize that.
Okay.
They're doing these rivalry jerseys for 3 years. So maybe next year you get something a little different on a painted grass field, whereas this year it wouldn't be like that. No, nothing other than they want fans to wear white, mm-hmm. the white out, right? The team is going to be wearing all white. The uniforms, the helmets, the jerseys, I do think that you don't get the full appreciation unless you see them up close. There's so many little nuances that go into these uniforms and different things that, about the logo, the stitching, whatever it is, anything like that, that you got to kind of see a little bit more of. And then, you know, they're very involved with just the kind of the whole rivalry concept. Bennett-Jamestown tonight is the game that's being highlighted, you know, for part of the rivalry series. Fred Jackson is there tonight. He's part of the homecoming parade, I believe. Like,
awesome.
So I think it's more of like an offshoot of what's happening in the community and around the area as much as it is inside the stadium.
Well, I got to give him this much. At least the jersey is described as white, and it actually looks white, unlike the Miami jerseys that were some sort of blue aquatic something or other, and they just look black.
Deep water.
Which just made me really mad. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm watching this. I'm looking at it. It's black, but you're telling me it's blue. Why didn't you just make it blue? If you wanted blue, make it blue.
Well, I did a podcast today with Fitzy and Meg Ordolini over in WEEI today, and they're with the, you know, by the way, guys, you know, ours is It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. There's one It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Theirs is called the Six Rings, by the way, which makes me throw up in my mouth, right?
Yeah.
But that's what it is. Anyway, they're really good people, and one of the things they said was, what's up with the fact that it's the cold front and winter coming and it's going to be 80 degrees? And I'm like, well, they're really – we're at the whim of the NFL schedule. The only other – only choices were Miami on a Thursday in September or the New England Patriots on a Sunday night in October, because once the schedule came out, the Bills were already going to wear their red helmets on that last game, and that happened to be the Jets. So you really had your limited opportunities. If the Bills were playing December against one of these teams, it would have happened. But you know what? I don't care. I think it's going to look sweet underneath the lights. That'll look really cool.
So do I. I think I heard what you said about the end zones, too, that next year, but not Sunday.
Okay.
And Jeremy retweeted a comment on Twitter that the flags have all been replaced with
these
white flags.
Yeah. All right, so, that's something. Yeah.
White flags, I don't know.
Ooh.
Bad sign. All right, Sal, enjoy the game. Thanks for your time.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
You too, man. And good for you on the Yankees. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to avoid the topic. You got us. That's how it goes sometimes. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. He'd hung up by then. He didn't. I got to text him now because I feel bad.
I don't think you do.
Yeah. I don't know. I led with the Yankees the other day. I mean, anyway, Sal's appearance with us brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
The Friday Drive at 5 with Sal, brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com, by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com, and by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break? Get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. We will drive around the league next. Football Friday, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, thanks for listening. The Sabres are in Pittsburgh. Their final preseason game, pregame with Paul Hamilton, starts at 6 here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, the whiteout sounds great. The uniforms look amazing. I've got a feeling the numbers are going to be a nightmare. I am prepared for one of those nightmares where I'll say to America, hey, if your son or daughter is playing in the game, I'm going to apologize right now because I might not be able to tell who it is. Thank goodness it's in this stadium. They look beautiful. They are very cool, very chic. I think the place will look awesome with everybody wearing white. But I don't know about those silver numbers. We'll hold our thoughts on that until we see it on Sunday night.
Mike Tirico on One Bills Live earlier this week. Yeah, we will see about that. I hope there isn't a problem because I love the idea of these uniforms. I want it to work. I do love silver numbers. Bulldog. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things I love in life.
I run into people that, you know, after they get done asking me how I can stand to be with you for as many hours as I am a week,
They
usually say, and what about him with the silver numbers? He loves those silver numbers.
And why does your mom keep at that? Like, can she just let it go? My favorite NFL jersey ever remains, this has been true for many years, the late 60s, early 70s Raiders jersey where the numbers were silver, and they would also, like, they did not have it down exactly nameplates back in those days. So, and this is, I think, really cool and distinctive. It's one of many things that's been lost in sports just by the years and by how perfectly efficient everything has to be in terms of uniforms or just play calling or everything.
The uniforms are more uniform.
The uniforms are uniform, that's the word, didn't always look like that. The Sabres are a good example of this, where you could watch a Sabres game from the early 80s, and the logo looks different guy to guy. Like, somebody just sort of drew that up, and they don't always look identical to each other. And the names, you know, that could be anything. But, yeah, the early 70s Raiders, and the numbers were silver on a white jersey.
White, right, yeah.
Outlined in black. So I think you could read them, and I think Mike Tirico probably will have no trouble.
I hope so. Yeah, I haven't looked that closely. Are these outlined in the blue?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah, they'll probably show up. I get why he's worried about it.
Tampa. I mentioned Tampa the other day.
You're the guy that's in there. It's got to identify people right away. Like, that's different than watching on TV. Like, I feel like I watch the Bills so frequently, I almost always know who it is without the number, because, you know, you just can tell. Hockey's the same way. If you watch a team and the lineup is stable, you know who guys are by the way they move, kind of. But, you know, you do a different team every week, you know, the numbers are definitely something you would rely on, I think.
Maybe not yourself. You would have been had you not watched baseball, but you got to think Jake Tonjes has reached this point where you just know it's him. I stood up. So he had just made...
I'll bet you did.
I did. He had just made a catch to get them down there. Like, okay, well, you know, he didn't sprain his ankle in warm-ups. We mentioned him to Joe Ostrowski. Like, maybe this is live. And, like, two plays later, he scored, and it was on the right side of the end zone, so away from the camera. And I stood up, like, I think that's him. Just to myself, loud in the house. And it was. Like, I'm used to losing.
You were very excited. You texted me, like, can you believe this game?
I know, I never do that.
And I didn't have the heart to write back to you, I'm not watching the game. I'm watching the baseball game. I figured you would figure that out eventually. But I'm looking at it like, no, I can't believe this game because I'm not. I'm watching baseball tonight.
That's, well, you know, you didn't see it. The Niners win in overtime. They didn't have to win. I mean, it was not a game. They got up 14-0, but it was not a game where they just sort of dominated at all. It wasn't really like that. The Rams, I think, missed an extra point. They get a field goal late to tie it.
They fumbled at the one. And then they lost on 4th-and-1 deep in 49er territory.
To end the game.
I did see the highlights and everything. So
that was really bad.
Yeah.
There, nothing you haven't heard in here 1,000 times with Josh Allen in mind. What, and this is a point for Sam Paniatovich, who said this on his show this morning too. You cannot overstate the difference, the advantage between having the running quarterback and not in this league now. You just can't. Matthew Stafford had a great game. He never missed. Like, he was perfect last night. But he will not be running a quarterback sneak. Mac Jones.
Or running around the end. Yeah, right. Nothing. He's not doing any of that. Yeah.
His keeping the ball is not an option. The defense is not worried about that. Mac Jones ran quarterback sneaks in this game. You know, you don't have to be Allen. You just have to be somebody that can pose the like the base level threat. And Stafford does not do that. So that's a big relief for a defense.
Sure.
They don't. He's not even going to sneak it. So, you know, you're sort of taking your cues. They moved guys in motion. They ran Kyren Williams into a wall. But, you know, so many things they could have done. They just were not going to run Stafford because that would never happen. And imagine
having that quarterback gives that play a better chance of, if that's your play call, having a quarterback who can run and the defense knows it gives you, I don't know what percent chance, but it's got to be a better chance of success on the run play, right? I mean, if you're the 49ers, you probably were just, if you were going to guess, right, fastball or slider, you were going to guess fastball. Here comes the running back.
They're because he never throws a slider on 3-and-2 or
right,
something.
Whatever.
He's never done it.
You're gonna give it to that guy, and, you know, if you call play action there and the guy's wide open, you lose probably.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's...
Win the game, Rams.
Right. That's...
I picked the Niners because the Rams never beat the 49ers.
Yeah.
Is that why? Because, like, Shanahan, with all his backups on the field, he's the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins against the Rams. And it doesn't matter. Like, everybody's open, and he's got McCaffrey, which that was almost a 30-point night, I think, in fantasy. Huge. Kyren Williams might have been bigger. Still, like, nobody else. It's Kendrick Bourne, who the Patriots cut, going for 10 for 140 or something like that in that game. Yeah, that's just such a big advantage or disadvantage, depending on whether your quarterback can move at all. Even Burrow, right? Like, Burrow's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I never want to draft Burrow. I just never really want to get there. And people will tell you, as a passer, there's no one better. I mean, technically, reading defenses, all of it, like, there's no one better than Burrow in the pocket. Fine. But I'm going to win. I think the Bills don't exactly beat the Bengals. But I'm not worried about it because I think the whole thing, the way it plays out, and again, you don't need the speech again, but it's how what Allen can do on short yardage frees up so much on earlier downs because you're not afraid of 4th-and-1. You're going to make it. It's a given almost. And that's, you know, what the Rams for one team just don't have. There it is.
Yep.
Bad loss. It's a bad loss, though. I mean, fumbling at the one.
And losing on 4th-and-1. I mean, I definitely myself do not mind skipping the field goal there.
No, I was kind of shocked he went for it.
To tie the game, but, you know, just.
Because McVay is not that progressive at that stuff.
Right.
I was surprised he went for it. I was pleased that he did. I didn't really care who won. I knew I was going to get the cover.
Yeah, I did. I had to. I was.
Survivor.
Survivor. I'm out now.
Joe's pool.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah, the small. The you know the
$50.
The not high roller one. Yeah.
Should I take? I didn't take the Rams. Who should I take?
I'd never even really looked that deeply. He mentioned it yesterday to us, and I thought, yeah, you know what? I don't like the number, but come on, the Rams are going to win this game. Is what I said to myself. I'm just going to punch that in. So I did not go through the process, really. I didn't do my due diligence. I guess I deserve to get burned, but whatever. I mean, the guy that runs the pool, that is one of our wagering experts, says I like this play. Like, okay. So I have no idea.
Care to look at it real quick?
What I would have liked better. Sure.
I'll tell you who I've picked.
All right.
Cincinnati in week 1, which was a narrow escape that never should have won.
No kidding.
But I'm not interested in using them anymore, so that's fine. Baltimore, which I might say the same about. I might not want to use Baltimore again. So good. Minnesota in week three in the game against the Bengals. Might also not want to use Minnesota again. These so far so good.
Mm-hmm.
Denver last week. Easy wins, except for week one. I mean, these have all been easy wins.
Yeah.
And right now I'm on Detroit, which is the biggest favorite of the week.
Yeah.
But I don't have to stay there. I don't like Philadelphia, which is a 4.5-point favorite.
I wouldn't touch Philly. I don't.
What about the Chiefs?
I don't think I would want. Jacksonville could beat them. I mean, anybody can beat anybody, but I don't think that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That is not, considering the injuries San Francisco had, it's not even last night to me. It's less of a sure thing, and a sure thing last night didn't cash, of course. I'd be leery about Kansas City. Like, you know, they're riding high, and everybody feels great about them because they blew out Baltimore last week, but, like, this could be Liam Cohen, Jacksonville. Like, this could be a moment for Jacksonville to, like, you know, they're already 3-1, right?
Yeah.
This could be a really big moment for them. So I don't think I like. I'm looking at the games now, and I think I would have landed on the Rams anyway. I don't like. There's nobody I like more. Detroit, obviously.
Bills.
Bills.
Are the Bills going to lose? What? Are the Bills going to lose, though?
I like Detroit more than the Bills.
Okay.
I mean, they're playing
at Cincinnati.
They're playing the Bengals. But the question is, like, you know, Joe, I think, said yesterday when he made the point about the Rams, if you want to save Detroit for later, you want to save the Bills for later, then that's how you land on the Rams. And I bought into that.
Colts?
Detroit's the easiest one. You know, the Colts, I was going to pick the Raiders. And then the Bowers is not sounding great. Like, even if he plays, I'd be worried about him. So maybe the Colts. If I hadn't picked already, I think I could talk myself into the Colts
as survivor pick.
Yeah,
6.5.
Yeah.
Sam had a great take on the Chiefs game. Chiefs at Jaguars Monday night. Kansas City -3 or 3.5 about. And he's like, they have this bit on BetSweat called The Room, which is like all the public bets, and they make fun of it constantly. And like, basically, you never want to be in the room. You never want to be with the teams that everybody, like Joe Fan, is picking, which, you know, like, so far so good. I guess they're right. But so the Chiefs are like a public bet because they always are. And it's only 3 points and it's Monday night. He's like, you know, everybody's going to pick the Chiefs, which means he won't want to. But he says something like, I'm going to sit down to watch that game and I'm going to be on Jacksonville. And it's going to come back from commercial and you're going to hear dun, 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 dun. And you're going to go, I'm such a fool for picking against the Chiefs on Monday night. There's no, I'm dead. There's no way the Chiefs are losing this game. As soon as the four notes, as soon as you hear the four notes, you know you're dead. Picking Jacksonville to beat Kansas City. I don't really believe that, but I certainly know what he means.
I like the point a lot. Yeah.
Just
yep.
Like, do you really want to bet against that? I don't. Drive Around the League, brought to you by Mike Barney Nissan. Awesome cars, great dealership, lousy jingle. Paul Hamilton and Sabres pregame coming up at 6. This is Football Friday on WGR. It's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.